Good, so we've been on a wee bit of a journey the past few weeks looking into the Lord's Prayer, looking into the way that Jesus taught his disciples to pray and trying to unpack a wee bit, what does this mean for us today? What does this prayer that Jesus taught the disciples then mean for us as we sit here this morning in church? What does it mean as we live our lives day by day, hearing the words of Jesus, applying the words of Jesus and living them out? Because that's really where it counts, right? Because I recognize sometimes when I read God's word and when I start to try and understand it, it's easy to park the bits that I find difficult and apply the bits that I find easier than others. Anybody else like that? Have you noticed that? Sometimes you can read something and God will say to you, or it says to me, big man, you need to change. And it's at that point I think, right, where's John 3:16? Or where can I go and find something that's going to make me feel good rather than actually say, what is it that I have to do in order to be transformed? Because as I've said many times, we should be in a continual day-to-day transformation process. And it's amazing when you think about what God can do in individual lives when you see that change happen. But we have to be open to it. We have to hear what God is saying. And so far, we've looked at our Father in heaven. Holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, everything that we need. And forgive us was last week's lesson. But I told you last week that forgive us then continues as we forgive. And I want to be thinking about that today, about the whole idea of our personal responsibility to forgive. I don't know how easy you find it to forgive when you've been wronged, when something has happened, maybe something in recent days or in the past. Things that happened long ago or things that happened 5 minutes ago before you came into church. How open are you to have a heart of forgiveness? Maybe in the wee stuff, right? I'll forgive you for that. But the big stuff, no chance. Do you ever have that mind? Do you ever have that heart? Because I want us to see today that through what Jesus says to the disciples is that we can't live with that attitude. And it's at this point you might be thinking, but John, how? Well, I hope that we can be inspired by what we see and what we hear in Scripture and through Scripture today. Because when you see how much you have been forgiven, like we were thinking about last week, when you see the lengths that God went to in order that we could be forgiven, then it really should shake up her whole attitude towards forgiving others as we forgive those who have sinned against us, those as we forgive our debtors, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And it's easy to say it, but how easy is it to live it? How easy is it to apply it? I'm going to be honest with you, this week this has been a big challenge for me because I've identified areas in my life that I'd actually forgot about, that I needed to apply forgiveness. I've had to question this week my attitude, my motives, and who I am before God when it comes to forgiveness. And I hope you'll be inspired a wee bit by what I'm going to share today. Because I believe that forgiveness isn't optional. And that's maybe a big claim. And you might think that's too big. I read a story, and I actually shared this a wee while ago, about a guy in America. He was 18 years old and he came face to face with the killer of his brother. They were in the courtyard, in the courtroom, sorry. And this young guy looked his brother's killer in the eyes and spoke to her. This was a situation where a girl called Amber had said that she had went into the wrong room, thought there was an intruder, and took this guy's life. And the brother said these words.